Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. So, in Parshas Bereishis, the Maharal has many, many, many pieces that are always very good, but in Parshas Bereishis in particular, I've told you in the past, Rabbi Hartman has his recommended reading in terms of the Maharal. So in Parshas Bereishis, he has 30 Gur Aryeh that are worth looking, that he claims are especially worth looking at. From looking through them, there were about 20 I wanted to share today. Literally, they're so each one of them is so fundamental, so important. But after all of that, we'll probably only get to one. But the truth is, there's really only one thing on our minds these days anyways, and it's important to keep adding perspective and keep trying to shed light from our makomos on how to handle the current matzav. So the Maharal that we'll deal with predominantly today, we'll talk about that. So the pasuk tells us in the very beginning of the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim eis hashamayim veis haaretz, that Bereishis, whatever we'll call it, in the beginning, Bereishis bara Elokim eis hashamayim veis haaretz. So Rashi comments, quoting Chazal here, that Chazal understood that the word Bereishis doesn't only mean in the beginning or the first thing, but Bereishis means Bishvil Reishis, for the Reishis, for the thing which is referred to as the first thing, as the Reishis, as the initial. The word, the letter Beis, rather, in the Hebrew language, oftentimes means for, or on behalf of, or because of. Ish ba'avon achiv, yikashli, kashelu, whatever the pasuk in the Taicha says, that ish, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshan's, ish bishvil avon achiv, Rashi comments in the Gemara over there, each person will falter, will fall because of the averis of their friend. What else is there? There's im yitain ish eskol ahon beso bi'ahava boz yavo zula. A pasuk in, where's a pasuk in Mishle? Forget. In Kahelas? Shir Hashirim, in Shir Hashirim. Im yitain ish eskol ahon beso bi'ahava boz yavo zula. So be'ahava means that even if a person will give all of the, even a person has to give all of the money in order to preserve mitzvos, be'ahava, bishvil ha'ahava. So be'ez often means bishvil. So here too, bereishis, bar elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, bishvil reishis. So what's reishis? So Rashi quotes, there are many chazals about this, but two that Rashi focuses on in our quote over here, in a mikra zeh omer el darsheni, this is a very cryptic, enigmatic pasuk. So, kimosh darshu ravisenu bishvil haTorah shenikris reishis darko, ubishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis tvuaso. So the Maharal quotes, Rashi quotes from Chazal that bishvil reishis means for the reishis, for the initial thing, for the first thing. There were two things that are referred to as initial that are focused on over here. One is the Torah. The Torah is called reishis darko. It's the initial. It's the first. It's the prime, it's the primary, and therefore it's referred to as Reishis, Bishvil, Reishis, Bishvil, the Torah, Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world for the Torah. And additionally, Bishvil Yisrael, who are called Reishis to us. So Yisrael are also referred to as a Reishis. And so the world was created for Yisrael, and the world was created for the Torah. Now, there are two perspectives that the Maharal shares with us in the Gur Aryeh, in his comment on this Rashi. We're going to start with the second one, so it's out of order, but in the sheet, it's the first one. So the Maharal tells us, Iker Sod, the main, secret that's being revealed over here, Masha Nivra Bishvila Torah, what does it mean that the world is created for the Torah? Who? Ki Reishis Kol HaBriya Hi HaTorah. Really, the initial step of creation, the first stage of creation, the beginning of creation, actually was the Torah. In what way? Shahaisa Nivres Kodem Shnivra Olam. We know the Torah was created before the world was created. Maharal here is referencing a Maimer Chazal, a Medrash, which says that the Torah was created 2,000 years before the world was created. We're familiar with the Istakal Baraisu Bara Alma, that HaKadosh Baruch actually used the Torah as the blueprints for the world that he was creating. He looked in the Torah and then created the world. So obviously the world was pre-existed, and the Torah predates the world itself. It existed racious, it existed initially. The Ein Davar Nivra Ba'achrona, Rak Yisrael. And even though we refer to them, we'll come back to this, as racious, we refer to the Klal Yisrael as racious, the beginning, because they're racious to us. But here, the Maharal notes that Klal Yisrael were the last creation. What does it mean, Klal Yisrael were the last creation? Obviously, we've seen nations prop up since then, but in terms of the Torah's description of the history of the world, Klal Yisrael are the last nation that are formed. meaning the Torah describes a creation of the world. The Torah describes individuals who are born into the world, and then the Torah describes the formation of many nations, of many peoples throughout the history of the world up until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim forms Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael are born through Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the end in terms of the history of the Torah. That's the end of all the nations. The last of the nations that's created is Klal Yisrael. So we'll come back to this because we're saying that Klal Yisrael are racist, but now we're saying they're the last part of the Bria. So we'll come back to how that fits. But he basically is trying to explain over here like this. There are two things that you could say something was bishvil. Something was because of. A mashal. He gives a mashal. He gives an example like this. You have a tree that's growing. So what's the, when we ask, because of what does the tree exist? So there are really two ways you can answer this question. He doesn't say it the way I'm saying it, but he means this. There are two ways you can answer that question. Because of what does this tree exist? So you can answer, it's because of the fruit. Meaning, what's the goal of the creation of the growth of this tree? So that it should produce whatever apples, whatever kind of tree it is, it should produce the fruit that comes off of the tree. So the final product is the because of this tree. This tree was created bishvil, the final product, correct? Okay. You could also answer the question a little bit differently. Because of what does this tree exist? Because of its roots. It can only exist because of its roots. If there weren't roots planted in the ground, this tree would topple over. This tree would not exist. It wouldn't have any sustenance. It wouldn't be nourished from the source of life in the ground. So because of what does this tree exist? It exists because of, as in its cause, because of its roots. And it exists for, it exists because you want the fruits that are going to come afterwards, the roots and the peros. That's what the Maharal gives as a mashal. So he says, Torah and Yisrael are that way for the entirety of the world. The world only exists through, because of the Torah. Bishvil Torah, Nivra Olam. The Olam can only be existent because Estakel Baraisu Bara Alma, because the Torah that predates the world existed. Therefore, the world can and does exist. Bishvil Torah, Nivra HaOlam. But the tachlis, the goal of the world, the cause of the world is because of the totzah, of the result, of the final goal, the aim of having a Klal Yisrael. So simultaneously the world exists because of its roots, because of the Torah, and because of its goal, because of the Klal Yisrael. So the rachis of the Torah, the initial roots of the world, and the tachlis of the olam is the Klal Yisrael. That is the goal of the world, the pinnacle of the creation is Klal Yisrael. He says that's why, even though chronologically it's true that we refer to Klal Yisrael as the final of creation, meaning all of the nations were created and finally Klal Yisrael came into existence upon Yetzias Mitzrayim, chronologically that's true, historically that's true, on a timeline you'd map it out that way. But in terms of what the kavana was, what was the intent? They were the rachis, we're going to say in Kabbalah Shabbos tonight. Things that come at the end, the final product is usually the initial thought. Meaning the final product takes time to develop, but it's usually because you were spending all that time developing what you were thought of initially. You had a dream, you had a vision of creating something. It takes a lot of steps to get there. Sof Maisa, the last of the events, b'machshava t'chila, was the initial intent of what you actually intended from the very beginning. So Bishvil Yisrael, Nivra Olam, it's true, they're the last of the nations, but that itself proves and shows and defines them as the rachis of the creation. They were the machshava t'chila of the entirety of the world, and therefore they were the final product of the creation of the world. And the truth is, the Maharal has such a beautiful pshat in the Maamar Chazal over here. It's the last lines in this first Gur Aryeh that we're quoting over here in source number one. Such a beautiful pshat. The Gemara in Yevamah says in Samach Aleph, Atem Krim Adam, that the Pasuk, the Navi tells us that Klal Yisrael, you are referred to as Adam, as man, as mankind. So the Gemara wonders, what are you talking about? You're called Adam, and it says, as opposed to the nations of the world, meaning only Bnei Yisrael are referred to as Bnei Adam, as people. So Tosfos explained Adam versus Ha-Adam. This is a discussion, and many Mefarshim have given different explanations over the years, sometimes in response to serious accusations. Sometimes there are stories, they say the stories about different Rabbanim, so we won't quote which one, because it's not 100% clear which one's true about which one's not. But definitely Rabbi Meir Shapir has said this Vart, and the Meshech Chachma has said this Vart. But they say, in terms of stories, that there were times, sometimes during specific pogroms that we know about, blood libels, where Jews were brought to court, Rabbanim were brought to court to defend Judaism. And one of the questions that they were asked was, you claim you would never kill an innocent non-Jew, but it says in your Chazal, it says in your Gemara, that you don't even think we're people. It says Atem Kriyim Adam, but not the Goyim. The Goyim are not Kriyim Adam. So how do you defend yourself? So different answers were given to spin and explain. No, it doesn't mean that non-Jews aren't human. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. And the answers are various shades. But here, the Maharal gives such an amazing shot. He says Uvedaber Zeh Yispar Masha Amru Chachamim. This explains why Chazal say Atem Kriyim Adam. You're called Adam. Why are Klal Yisrael called Adam? Shehar Yisrael Domim El Ha Adam. Because Klal Yisrael are similar, listen to this, are similar to Adam HaRishon, to the initial creation of man. How so? Shekol HaBalei Chaim Nivru BaRishona VaAdam BaAchrona. Because the way creation, Maisa Bereishis, worked was Hashem created a sun and a moon and animals and plant life and Shratzim and Ramasim. He created all these things, Mayim. And only at the very, very end, at the end of Maisa Bereishis, He created Adam. Lomar Sha Adam Mashlam Hakol, because he's the final product which completes the entirety of creation. Says the Maharal, Atem Kuriyim Adam, you Klal Yisrael are like Adam HaRishon. Because the same way Adam HaRishon was the final product, the Sof Maiseh, B'machshava Tchila, so too you're the Rishis to also. You're the Rishis of the world, created last of the nations, but the Iker realization of the creation of the world and its people was for you, Klal Yisrael. Such a beautiful, deep shot in that Maimar Chazal. So that's what the Maharal suggests here in terms of this Rashi, that the Reishis, Bishvil Reishis, for the Klal Yisrael and for Torah, the world was created. But if you look in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Tesvav, you have it here on the sheet, about halfway down, source number one. The Maharal, in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which is a worthwhile read, if it wasn't, it's very long, especially the new edition, the Rabbi Hartman, it's shorter if you don't have the footnotes, but it's a long piece. But it's all about Galus and the Geula. It's a very important piece to read during these current days. But here he asks a very interesting question. Because if Chazal tell us that Bishvil, you know, Klal Yisrael, Nivra Olam, we'll read in the bold in the beginning here. Klal Yisrael, the purpose of creation. Bishvilam nivra olam. That's why the world was created. V'harirainu, however we see. Ki rov yemei olam Yisrael him bitzara uvegalus ba'olam hazeh. Most of our history is pretty dark. A long, long gullus. A lot of suffering. V'eichim ikar ha'olam. You're telling me the world was created for the Jewish people? And there's holocausts and pogroms and terrorism and wars and slavery and all of those things coexist with the fact that the world is for us? If the world is for us, it doesn't seem like a very good creation. It doesn't seem like a very good product. Maybe we should send it back to the seller. What are you talking about? The world is for us. We have a life of tsaris. So says Maral, that tshuva al zeh, the answer is ki chachmenu zal b'divreim hane'emanim. Higidu lanu ta'alumos chachma. Chazal here are teaching us the depths of wisdom, something very, very important. Ki ha'olam hazeh eino miyuchad liYisrael. Olam hazeh is not for the Jewish people. This world, as we know it, this physical world, is not the place where the Jewish people belong. Rak Yisrael kol ma'alasim madrigasim, our level, our peak, our darga that we're supposed to reach, what we're defined as, heim nivdalim min hagashmi. We are separate from, we are distinct from what's gashmi, what's physical, what's material. We're a spiritual people. We're a ruchniyistika people. V'ich yal al adas sheyorshim olam hazeh hagashmi. There's no way that this world was created for us in the way that we defined it until now. We are not from this world. We're aliens in this world. We don't belong in this world. We repel this world. We are Ruchni and this world is Gashmi. The Beis Halevi has a very fascinating comment. I don't remember, I'm blanking now, Parshas Vayetze. Where does Yaakov steal the brachos from Esav? Vayetze? I just blank on which Parsha it's in. Anyways, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in that Parsha, so he has a long essay where he explains, it's a very funny thing. You know, Yitzchak knows his children. He knows Hakol Kol Yaakov. He knows his child is tzaddik, and he wants to give the bracha to Esav. And not only that, you notice when Rivka tries to convince Yaakov to steal the bracha, Yaakov is not interested. He tries to push away. He says, I don't want the bracha. Let it go to Esav. Why should I get myself in trouble over this bracha? And it's really only Rivka who wants Yaakov to get the bracha. So why is everyone so scared to give Yaakov the bracha? So the Beis Halevi says, because Yaakov doesn't belong in Olam Hazeh. Yaakov is the beginning of Klal Yisrael, B'nei Yaakov. Yaakov is the formation of the Jewish people. The Jewish people have Olam Haba. We don't want Olam Hazeh. We're a ruchniistic people. We're spiritual people. The bracha, v'yitein lacha, the bracha that Yaakov was going to receive if he stole it, that Yitzchak was planning to give to Esav, was a bracha v'olam hazeh. It was about shmanei ha'aretz. It was about benefiting from this world. Yaakov said, I don't want any piece of that. Yitzchak said, akol kol Yaakov, I know my son. He doesn't need this world, he needs the next world. Rivka said, and she had a kunz, she said, no, you don't belong to this world. In this world, you shouldn't get any hana from, any benefit from, that's true. But let Yitzchak, your father, give you the bracha, so that when Esav takes the hana, it's stolen from you, and you deserve more schar in Olam Haba. And Esav doesn't get what he's deserving, he's stealing it from you. She had a kunz. But really, everyone agreed, Rivka, Yaakov, Yitzchak, everyone agreed that this world is not for us. The next world's for us. We don't get any bracha in this world. We don't want hana from this world. We want the next world. We want Olam Haba. The Maharal says, that's why we have a halacha, the Gemara Nivamos tells us in the next paragraph over here, that when a ger hamizgayer, someone's coming to convert, so we say to the potential ger, the potential convert, we say, what are you coming to convert for? Einat yodeya sheYisrael bezman hazeh dovim, schufim, muturafim, v'yisrunim ba'im aleihem. It's not fun to be part of Klal Yisrael. We're tortured, we're downtrodden, we're beat up, we're massacred. It's not such a gishmaka thing to be part of Klal Yisrael. Are you sure you want to do this? And only if the ger says, yeah, afal pichi, and that's why I want to do it. I want to be part of your tzaros. Halavai, I can be mishtatef in your tzaros. Then we accept such a ger into our nation. That's the definition of Klal Yisrael, that we're downtrodden, we're beat up. We don't get the hana that we would think from this world, from Olam Hazeh. We're always gunning for Olam Haba, but Olam Hazeh is not the world that we really belong in, because we're an Am Eloki. We have a Madriga Elokis. We have a spirituality to us that's separate and distinct from this world. If you look in the second to last paragraph over here, Chazal, the Gemara in Bava Kama, tells us that Le'olam Tehei Minan Nirdafin V'lo Minan Rodfin. A person should always make himself part of the group who are chased. Not the chasers, but the victims. She'in lecha nirdaf be'ofos yosem min torim b'nei yonim. The Torah, the b'nei yonim, they are the most chased. They're the most victimized. They're the most preyed upon by the predators. V'chshiran ha'kasev l'gabi mizbeach. And those end up being the karbanos. The Maharal explains that the animals which are chased are brought as karbanos on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because something which is being chased in this world, it means that it doesn't belong in this world. It's being chased out of this world. They're trying to kill it. They're trying to take it out of this world. It means its place is not rightfully in this world. So an animal which is always on the run, it's always being preyed upon by a predator, you realize its place is not in this world. It's very temporary. It's very ephemeral. It's fleeting, its existence in this world, because it has a higher calling. Its higher calling is karbanos. It's brought to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's brought to an Olam Haba, so to speak. An Olam Haba of Ruchnius, of Kedusha, that's its obvious goal. It doesn't belong in this world because it's minan nirdafim. Says the Gemara, so too Klal Yisrael, you're supposed to be Minhan and Dafim as well. We're chased in this world, we're tortured in this world, we're suffering in this world, because we don't belong in this world, because our true place, our true makom, is really the Olam Haba, the Olam of Kedusha, the Olam of Ruchnius. That being said, the Maharal said we have a promise for all eternity that we're never going to be destroyed. B'nei Yaakov lo chalisim, we're never going to have a point of destruction where we don't exist anymore. And he explains the reason for this is because, even though it's true that we don't belong in this world, and we really belong in the next world, but what is the point of this world? In order to gain the next world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise that you're going to exist, you're going to last, you're going to win these wars, you're going to rebuild, you're going to grow, you're going to become a nation that lasts longer than anyone else, that has nitzchius, but it's not because of this world. You don't exist here because of this world. That promise is because this world is the pruzdor. It's the hallway, it's the corridor that leads you into the world that you really belong in. So yes, you have to continue to exist, and it's, Netzach Yisrael le'yishakar, we're not going to cease to exist, but that's because it's Netzach Yisrael. That's because there's a nitzchias, there's an eternity that we're gunning for, of Olam Haba, of the Olam HaEmes, of the Olam HaRuchni, of the Olam HaKedusha. This world is our preparatory stages for that, but we're ultimately going for the final stage of going to Olam Haba. If you flip the page to page number 2, so we with this perspective in mind, so it just begs the question. We didn't really answer the question. The Torah is telling us, Bereshis Bar Elokim. Chazal tell us, Bishvil Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Klal Yisrael. What's the world? The world means this world. So what are you talking about he created for Yisrael? Klal Yisrael don't get benefit from this world. We're only going to get benefit in the next world. So the Maharal and Gur Aryeh, the one that was initial in terms of how he wrote it, but we put it second over here. You have it in page number 2. It's the first, the third paragraph over here. The Maharal says that really, really, everything that exists in this world is only to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It only exists for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so when the Chazal tell us that Bishvil Torah and Bishvil Yisrael, Nivra Olam, it means that the world was created for the kavod of Hashem. Kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'aneu. The world was created for the kavod of Hashem. But what gives kavod to Hashem? Shmiras haTorah, keeping of mitzvos, right? That's what gives kavod to Hashem. And who's able to keep the mitzvos? Only Klal Yisrael. So when the Torah says, Bereishis, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, this world was created for us, it doesn't mean it was created for us to get a geshmak. It doesn't mean it was created for us to enjoy ourselves, to sit and live peacefully, to never have tsaros. That's not what it means. It means it was created for us to keep Torah and mitzvos in order to give kavod to Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for His kavod, and that we are the vehicles by which that kavod is recognized. We are the tools that are used in order to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't mean that we're here to enjoy, to have peaceful existence. Adarava, Klal Yisrael are destined to have tragedy. They're destined to have tsaros. We will win. We will ultimately be victorious. We will rebuild. We will be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. But it's only through those challenges, those trials and tribulations, that we're going to experience those pinnacles of victory that we daven for and that we've seen over the course of history and that we'll continue to see as well. But Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, means ultimately for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was created so that we could keep our Torah and mitzvos in this world. This sheds like a little bit more light on this statement, again, right before source number 2, on page number 2, the Igeres Taman of the Rambam. The Igeres Taman of the Rambam is required reading at this point in our life. It's a letter that the Rambam wrote to the residents of Taman, of Yemen, who were experiencing a shmad. There were Yishmaelim that were persecuting them, that were trying to get them to convert to Islam. And the Rambam wrote a letter of chizuk to the community, where he tried to explain to them the course of Jewish history, why it is that we're persecuted, why it is that new religions crop up, like Christianity and Islam, what exactly they attack about the basics of Judaism, how we're supposed to fight back, how we're supposed to respond to those persecutions. He's mechazekes in our amuna, in faith in dark times. It's required reading, and when you read it, you're going to think he's talking to you in 2023. It's unbelievable to read. So in Igeres Taman, the Rambam writes, not only are we destined to suffer, are we destined to have these persecutions that he's talking about in Taman at the time, but he says, not only is it obvious that it's going to happen, but he says in the third line, v'gam, it's not a Hebrew the way I would have written it, so I'm not sure how to pronounce all the words, but v'gam hatif'ara, that's the way they vocalize it in the Shilat edition, v'gam hatif'ara umasenu, I would have said maybe gam hispara umasenu or gam tif'eres ha'uma, either way, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shetisbol tsaros hashmados, v'tisa hatsaros hatochvas aleha. Our glory, our pride, is to endure these persecutions. The suffering is our crown. V'yesh aleinu, it's hard to translate these words because it's hard to say. V'yesh aleinu lismoach v'ameshen nizbol, v'nisa min hatsaros, v'avedas hamamon, v'hagalas, v'hefzid inyaneinu, lismoach. There should be a sense of joy, of pride, of happiness over the fact that we lose ourselves, that we lose our money, that we lose everything in this world. Shekol zele teferes hilanu l'neged boreinu v'kavod gadol. All of this is our glory. All of this gives kavod, gives honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kol ma sheyipol mimenu b'inin hazeh hu chashuv kekarbon kalil agabe hamizbeach. That sacrifice is a karbon. But with what we said from the Maharal until now, the depth here is that, of course, at our human level, we're not supposed to, and I repeat, we're not supposed to be happy, Rachman al-Tzlan, about tsaros. There's halachos abavelos. We're supposed to mourn. We're supposed to daven be'es tzara. We are obviously supposed to perceive what we're witnessing as terrible, tragic, horrific, atrocious, saddening, depressing. All of those things are the way we're supposed to experience it humanly. That's obviously true. And even on a level of religion as well, it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. We just said in Kapitel Ayin Tes, when we said after davening, Rabbi Bach led us this morning, that bo goyim hechalecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's makom hakadosh is being trampled on by an enemy. It's a chil Hashem. But there's a more long-term perspective. There's a more global perspective. There's a farther-reaching perspective in which we have to realize that that's our tachlis in this world. That we're in this world to be mechabed shem shemayim, that we're in this world to be mechadei shem shemayim. Our tiferes, our glory, comes from the fact that we're chased, because the chasing itself, the persecution itself, bespeaks the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It shows the whole world that we don't belong here. We belong in an olam ha'emes, we belong in an olam ha'kedusha, and the tsaros, in fact, are representative of that. So b'siyat d'shmaya, we should know no more tzaros. We should experience no more avelos. We should come out of this battle and all future battles victorious. But all of it should be with the perspective, the realization that the Maharal is giving us, that the Rambam is sharing with us as well, that we're reflecting upon here together, that this world was created for us in Ruchnias. It was created for us in order to attain an Olam Haba. It wasn't created for us to enjoy in the way that we initially understood. And the Zechus of Torah and the Zechus of Yisrael should stand for us in these trying times and in all times in the future. Everyone should have a comforting and safe and peaceful Shabbos.